Wave Sound Audiobooks presents My Family and Other Suspects, written by Kate Emery, narrated by Lola Bond. Dedication. For AP, my beloved and much missed aunt, who almost certainly never killed anyone. Chapter 1. They look at him like they want to kill him. This seems a little harsh, given he's already lying on a hospital gurney being fed into an ambulance, IV trailing from one arm. Nick doesn't look like the kind of guy who intentionally screws up anyone's holiday. If the Wikipedia entry for Surfy had a baby with a member of BTS, that would be Nick. All dark hair, slow smiles and cheekbones. Sure. He's kind of old, but he doesn't yet resemble an op-shop handbag the way my second best friend Libby's once-hot older brother does. You can tell just by looking at him that his phone screen is cracked.
Sorry,
Nick says, his perpetual grin finally fading into something closer to sheepishness.
I really thought I could catch it.
Nick's girlfriend, Auntie Vinka, who is definitely not delusional enough to believe she could catch a brown snake using only a pair of kitchen tongs, smiles up at the nearest paramedic. Auntie Vinka smiles up at everyone. She's 5 foot nothing and says my dad sucked up the entire height allocation in their family.
Can I ride with you guys to the hospital?
The paramedic grunts, which I guess Auntie Vinka can decode, because she climbs in, inadvertently, at least I hope so, flashing the family as she picks up the hem of her skirt. The silver trinkets on her anklet jangling together like we're all about to enter a flashback in a bad TV show.
I'll call you when we get there,
she says, and the ambulance doors close before anyone can remind her that she can call all she wants, but we won't be picking up. There's no phone reception here at the farm. There's no internet either, in case you're wondering how personally stoked I am to be here.
I guess it's not his fault.
Auntie Beck, I should call her now, for reasons I'll get to in a sec, says to Dad, as the ambulance tires spray gravel towards us. This is overly generous, because it really, truly is Nick's fault. Not the murder, which hasn't happened yet, but getting bitten by the snake. Turns out snake handling isn't actually just a matter of confidence.
Of course it's his bloody fault.
Dad always says what I'm thinking and can't say.
Mum thinks he says what nobody should say, which might be why they're...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?